Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. President Trump says he's been fully briefed about an audio tape of the murder of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The CIA has reportedly concluded that the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman must have ordered the killing. Chris Buckler is in Washington.
Donald Trump has now confirmed that the US authorities have an audio recording of the killing taking place inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, although the president told Fox News that he has chosen not to listen to it.
Because it's a suffering tape. It's a terrible tape. I've been fully briefed on it. There's no reason for me to hear it. In fact, I said to the people, should I? They said, you really shouldn't. There's no reason. I know everything that went on the tape without having to.
And what happened?
It was very violent, very vicious and terrible.
Saudi Arabia has denied the Crown Prince had anything to do with the murder. And this weekend, the US president described the country as a spectacular economic ally. It's led some to suggest that there are many things that Donald Trump doesn't want to hear, not just the tape of a journalist's killing.
The French president, Emmanuel Macron, has called for a stronger Europe in an address at the German parliament. He was at an event to commemorate the centenary of the end of the First World War. From Berlin, here's Damien McGuinness.
The French president's speech in the German parliament was impassioned, but it was also a plea for greater political cooperation between Paris and Berlin. Mr. Macron wants to make the European Union stronger for the future. His proposals include a Eurozone budget, a European army, and new taxes on foreign tech companies. There are signs that Berlin is now prepared to support some of these ideas, but they are controversial in Germany, so any German backing is likely, for now, to be either minimal or symbolic.
Kenya has banned the health organisation Mari Stopes from offering any form of abortion services. The authorities had been investigating complaints that the group's adverts were promoting abortion, which is illegal in Kenya unless a mother's health is in danger. Will Ross reports.
Mari Stopes says it operates within the law, offering counselling services including post-abortion care. But that work's now banned following an inquiry by Kenya's Medical Practitioners Board, which said it had received complaints about the organisation. One of these was from the campaign manager for the US-based pro-life group Citizen Go. In January, Donald Trump banned American funding for any organisations that support or offer abortions. They are common in Kenya, under the radar, but some fear this clampdown will lead to an increase in unsafe backstreet procedures.
World News from the BBC.